good people. And maybe you're not good people, but if that's the case, that is a decision that you have made. This is your boy Cool McCain, half of your monarchy, that you tune into every week for a little haberdashery, a little tomfoolery, a little wrestling news, and of course, lots of opinions. Today, we are at episode 101. It's going to be a little different because we were at one of them times where there's a lot of things going on. So not as much review as much as looking towards what's popping. Of course, TNA will do some review for everything else. Got some kind of event. We got Heat Wave. Got All Out. And then, of course, we have Russell Closer. We'll get to those things. I'm not going to get ahead. Unless my co-host would like to get ahead, then in which case I'm on board. Playmaker, what is going on, my guy?
Like he said, and I'm surprised I ain't stopped you from doing the open because I was planning on doing it, but you know, I let you do your thing.
Oh, go ahead, big dog. Go ahead.
Man, look here. If you're looking for a recap from the previous week, tonight's show is not for you. Because we have, let me put this props. We have a PLE from WWE. We have a special event from the WWE. And we have All Out from AEW. Three big events in 1 week. At least the special event for WWE is spread it out, but just because it was on his regular show. WrestlePalooza and All Out. They both are on Saturdays. Not at the same time because Tony Khan was like, no, I am not going to head-to-head with WrestlePalooza. We're going to move our time up. I believe this at, check me if I'm wrong, is that at 3 p.m. for All Out? Is that at 3 p.m.?
I believe that's what they changed it to.
I want to say 3 p.m. and WrestlePalooza is going to be at 8, like it normally do. First ever PLE on ESPN, by the way. So that's how we're going to kick off the ESPN era. That's a lot to get into, so this is what I'm going to do for you guys, because I know it's not going to be a whole lot to recap, because let me go back and fresh my memory about everything that happened on NXT real quick, okay? As I'm searching through here, okay, we see Josh Briggs defeat Javon Evans. Hey, Josh Briggs actually got a actually can win the match for once. Who saw that happen? Okay, that's going to happen tomorrow. Don't know about y'all, too. So, Hank and Tank got their rematch. You know what happened. Well, you can figure out what happened, sir. Ah! Heights versus Page in a country versus country match. You know, Heights is representing the United States. Ethan Page is representing Canada. No title on the line. The North American title is not on the line on this. It's just country pride versus country pride. Travion Heights defended the United States, sir, and gets the W. Somebody returned out of nowhere. Somebody returned we haven't seen in such a very long time.
Who could that be?
Mr. Prince Pretty himself, Tyler Breeze.
That's cute.
That's very cute, right? We did have a number one contenders match for the women's tag team titles. You had to call in. You had Zarya and Soruka, and you had Peter Influencer. Who would you say won the match? You're on mute, so.
Sorry, I got a call. I thought it was something important. What's going on?
We had a triple threat match for the number one contenders for the Women's Tag Team title. The Colin, Zarya, Sol Ruka, and Flair Influence. Who do you think won the match?
Well, I know Zarya and Sol Ruka didn't win because Zarya turned on her.
I mean, kind of had a reason to be quite honest.
I'm going to say the Colin won.
The Colin won. The Colin won. I mean, I'm sorry, but it was an accident, but you know how these things go, cool. We watched wrestling for how many years, so we know when certain things happen, we see. But yeah, Zarya felt what it's like to get her soul snatched.
And she didn't like it.
It was an accident, but she still got her soul snatched. That was interesting. So we have the Colin being the number one contenders for Alexa Bliss and Charlotte Flair's title match. After losing, things got interesting for Flato Influence. JC James, she spilled her tea, in which I have a feeling at some point. At some point in time, can y'all pull a trick? Because somebody needs to slap JC James and cross her goddamn head. I prefer Fenlon Henley, but Cool might agree on this point that it might be Jasmine Nitz to be the one to slap the hell out of JC James.
It could be either one of them. Just make sure the slap is loud.
Just make sure it's loud and heard, right?
Yes. Just make sure everybody knows it's a disrespectful slap.
But while she was doing that, Stephanie Vaquez showed up at NXT. And cool, you know how I feel about Stephanie.
You know how I feel about Stephanie too, sir.
And then, you know, Flair Influence, they still felt some type of way. It's like, okay, it's just Stephanie. The women's champion.
It's Tiffy time.
Tiffany Stratton showed up. Mm-hmm. Okay, Flair Influence, they still feel some type of way. It's 2-3, so they still feel good. And Jesse Jane talked about the old people and all that other stuff, in which Tiffany said, well, I don't think mommy would like that. And you heard, this is my brutality. Mm-hmm. Rhea Ripley showed up. The demons in my dreams. Which prompted Booker T to come out on content and say, I need to break my neck.
But it did not sound like that. On the commentary, it did not sound like that. I had to go watch it like 2 or 3 times, watch it back to hear what he actually said, because I was like, Booker. No.
But you realized, felt where he was coming from. I'm pretty sure you felt where he was coming from, though.
I felt where he was coming from. I was just hoping the man was going to keep his job.
Oh, we know he did that.
Because if he said what I thought he said, he wouldn't keep his job. Well, a lot of other people originally thought he said he wouldn't keep his job.
So this is why I like Kuma came for this week. Stephanie standing next to Mommy, standing next to Tiffany Stratton.
Two nice sets of cakes and a rack attack in the middle. It was not bad.
I love it. This is how NXT went off. Everybody shuts up for tomorrow. Because tomorrow is homecoming. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and get this out of the way. It's homecoming tomorrow for NXT. So, those three ladies that I just mentioned, Stephanie, Rhea, Tiffany, teaming together to take on Flair Influence. If there was a match that Kurt McCain would pay attention to on a normal show, this would be this match right here.
I'm not upset about this match.
Oh, this is your match of the week, sir.
This might be my match of the year, sir. I'm just kidding.
No, they definitely gonna be a match of the year because knowing how wrestling is, though, they gonna give you something else.
Mm-hmm. They gonna give me something to be like, ooh.
They gonna give you something else. This is your match of the week. This is his match of the week right here. You got the alums against the current.
Which is technically what homecoming is all about.
Also, We will have the aforementioned Tyler Breeze faces. Ethan Page for the North American title. So this man just come rocks back in, takes a 70 of a fallen Canadian, and he gets a title match.
Which means he's going to lose.
He better lose.
So he's.
I'm not the biggest Ethan Page fan, but even I can say this is not right for Ethan Page.
Tyler
Breeze just walks right in.
The trio of alum cakes is gonna win the first match. I'm gonna call them the alum cakes for this week.
Alum cakes.
Alum cakes.
Alum cakes. Okay. Yeah. This probably would have been a match that Kuma King will be vested in. But how they've been shown on the main roster, might have taken some sizzle off this one for Kuma King, but DIY is back in NXT. They take on Trick Williams and Carmelo Hayes.
So, just for you guys that may have forgotten, collectively they are known as the Trick Mello Gang. Trick Mello Gang is reuniting for this match. Now, this is a reunitement that I wanted. Because we got a heel Trick. And we've got whatever Carmelo is from week to week, whatever they decide he needs to be on the main roster.
That's what I said. It took some little scissor off, but this was like, you know, fresh and whatnot. Oh, cool. Kane would be all in this match. The respect for DIY and what they did in NXT, and Melo and Trick was on top of their game. Oh. But that's not where we at. Three of the four men are in tag team divisions that is chaotic every freaking week.
And the fourth one is your reigning and defending TNA champion.
And then the Grayson Waller effect returns to NXT. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, the most important thing about this homecoming. You know where it's taking place at?
Please let the people know, sir.
It's taking place at the birth of NXT. And when I say birth of NXT, I'm not just talking about Orlando. It's at Full Sail University.
Yes, sir.
Where it all began. The Grayson Waller effect, it would have the number one contender to the NXT championship. Ricky Saints and Dolph Ziggler. Oh, my baby.
Ooh.
Grayson, do me one favor. Just do me one favor, Grayson. Don't say nothing.
Oh, he's
don't
gonna
say
talk.
Nothing. Don't say nothing.
You're going to talk. You can't help yourself but open that pothole.
I just need him not to say nothing. Okay.
I feel you. I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying he's going to open that pothole.
Just let the two combatants have their face off and let them get ready for No Mercy. That is the next premium live event for NXT. Correct me if I'm wrong. But I think it's No Mercy, which is later on in the month.
No correction needed, sir.
No correction needed. All right. So that's your NST for this week. How much time do you need for TNA before we get into the meet and greet? What we really are here for today?
I ain't gonna be long at all. So I'm hop straight into TNA. Moose came out. Moose wants Mustafa Ali at Victory Road, which is the next TNA pay per view because there's still pay per views. Moose had a match with AJ Francis. He beat AJ Francis. Eddie Edwards and Brian Myers are confident in their tag team match against the Nemeths that's happening later on. They happened later on tonight. They're confident they're going to win that. Trey Miguel is back from injury for the Rascals, so they're back to a trio. Joe Hendry and Eric Young are going to end up having a match But right now, you know how it goes. You got to go through all my henchmen. So he's Joe Hendry is having a match with Travis Williams, which of course he won. He hit the standing ovation, which is his finisher to get the win. Then Judas Icarus and Eric Young. Basically, Eric Young was about to get was about to punish Williams, but Young ended up having Icarus try to stop him, so he just gave him both pile drivers. So you're my minions. You'll be punished. That's kind of weird, but you know, it's what it was. Matt Cardona came up around Nemeth in the back and told him, stick your nose in my business again, and you ain't gonna like what happens. Then we had a match. We had Myron Reed take on Jake Something, Zachary Wentz, and Trey Miguel. Whoever wins the match gets an X Division title shot. Myron Reed won, so he is going to get an X Division title shot. Jesse McKay with Cassie Lee fought Heather by Elegance with the Elegance and her personal concierge. Of course, sorry, it's a little convoluted. I can't remember who won the match. Heather by Elegance won the match. And then after the match, they had the Elegance brand all try to jump her. Santino came out and said that Lee will face M by Elegance. So that happened. So Cassie Lee, the other half of their tag team, had to fight M by Elegance. That's what kind of threw me off there. And Cassie Lee beat M by Elegance. So they went 1-1 in those matches, which, you know, it's whatever, but at least one does give something to that. At Victory Road, which is, of course, their pay-per-view, TNA Knockouts, a world championship match will be happening between Ash by Elegance and Masha Slamovich. Indy Hartwell will be the special referee for that match. And then Heather and M by Elegance will defend the Knockout World Tag Team Champions against the Inspiration. And then next Thursday on Impact this coming week, the Elegance brand will face Masha Slamovich and the Inspiration in a 6-knockout tag team match. Not original at all, but it is what it is. Mike Santana had a match, but he got blindsided by Trick Williams. And then they ended up having to get separated by security. The system has new intro music. It's actually a pretty good intro. If you haven't seen it, it's actually pretty good. True. I like the change. I feel like they need to do something different. I was getting tired of saying the same thing.
Nah, I'm pretty sure. Programming up, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know, Raw is coming on in 40 minutes. And yes, I'll be watching it live.
And the last thing here, the Nemeths defeated the system. Of course, the shenanigans on the Nemeth side, but they won. And winning is all that really matters.
What we always say, when superstars return, what's going to happen?
Yep. And the Nemeth said they are going to invoke their contractual rematch against the Hardys for the tag team championships next week. So there'll be that match.
Yay, a rematch.
So next week, the lineup for TNA is Mustafa Ali will face Brian Myers. Danny Luna will face Indy Hartwell. The Ellis Dins brand, of course, will face Masha Slamovich and the Inspiration. Frankie Kazarian hosts the King speech, which everyone will be going to get popcorn and use bathroom breaks for that time. The Hardys versus the Nemeths for the TNA World Tag Team Championships, and maybe a couple more things will happen. So yeah, TNA kind of starting to build the victory road. Not quite there yet, but they're getting there. So before our break, which will be quick, shout out to Real Wise Radio as well. A couple comments here. So Yolanda says, hey, fellas, I didn't watch any wrestling this week, so I need all the tea. We got some tea for you. We definitely got some tea for you.
I don't know if you want to call it
tea. Oh, it's tea. Tea doesn't have to always, it can be bitter. Cole Johnson from BS3 in the Morning Shift with Cole Johnson says, Yolanda, get ready for our
Money Talk.
Money Talk, yeah. Snowman in the building says, Snowman checking in, showing love. Appreciate that.
Hey, Snowman, do me a favor. Share this out and also say you might want to get in here because it's going to get spicy.
And then our brother,
Wise,
El Heffy says, what's up, my brothers? What is going on, big dog?
Wise.
Appreciate you tuning in and on all that with us as well. We're going to take us a quick break here, good people. We're going to come back up in the building, and then things are going to get a little interesting. We'll start our previews with AEW. And I mean, to be honest, it was a go-home show. So we're going to really just focus on, you know.
All out.
All out, yeah. All right, good people. Time for that break, and then we will be back.
Whether it's the men's college game,
the way that this season has been going, anything is possible.
The women's college game,
and how passionate Angel Reese was at that press conference, they got their mojo now.
The WNBA,
AJ Wilson-Brown Sutter 1-2, followed by Brittany Griner, Aaliyah Boston, Jackie Young.
Or the NBA,
the Lakers had a 0.8 chance of winning.
And then what happened in the fourth quarter?
LeBron James by himself outdid the Clippers.
You will get any and all of the information right at your fingertips or your earlobes. Join the Playmaker as he breaks down all things basketball in Shooting Lights Out on the Playmaker's blog, network, YouTube channel, and where you can find podcasts.
Everything Boston. I love you, you morons. You kids from the block. New edition.
Dear whatever the law firm is. Sincerely, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. Go f*** yourself again, Jason.
Join Ryan McCarthy.
I became a Jets fan because Kermit the Frog was my favorite Muppet because he was green. And the Jets wore green. That's how we become a Jets fan.
And Dustin Henry.
ESPN is cashing all in on let's pay a few personalities and we'll just kind of fill in the gaps.
As they walk you through all of the world of sports from their perspective.
The Albany Empire, it's a literal circus.
No credentials required. Where, Ryan, say the tag.
Where you don't need a press pass to talk sports.
Live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. 7 p.m. Central on YouTube and where you can find podcasts.
All right, people. We're back in the building. Time for some AEW All Out 2025 talk here.
All right, I am on the AEW page and it says 145, which interesting. That's an interesting time.
It's 3 p.m. Eastern time.
3 p.m. Okay. So
I'll give you a cool rundown.
The pre show is at 145.
Possibly. I'm just telling you about the main card.
Main card is 3 o'clock.
Yeah, main card is at 3 o'clock. So we were correct. So here's how the times will go wherever you're at. So hopefully we have people watching from other places as well. So 12 p.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the UK, 9 p.m. in Europe, 11 p.m. in Saudi Arabia, 1:30 a.m. in India, 4 a.m. in China, 5 a.m. in Japan, and then 7 a.m. in Australia. So now you see why when they do the shows overseas, why the times always be earlier for us. Because if not, it kind of is crazy for them. All right, so not going to be a bad event, but it's got some things where you kind of like, okay. So the 0 Hour pre-show has a tornado tailgate brawl where you're going to get Mina Shirakawa, Will Nightingale, Queen Aminata, and Harley Cameron against Megan Bain, Penelope Ford, Julia Hart, and Sky Blue. So basically all the cakes that we couldn't fit on the regular card, we're going to give you a nice pre-show, pre-hour brawl so you can see them. This is a caked up and caked out pre-show brawl. If you are a fan of cakes like your boy Cool McCain, my guy Cole Johns, as well as others, then this is definitely a pre-show you might want to watch. If you're not really into cakes like that, I mean, if you want to skip it, then that's up to you.
So you're telling me the main card has 10 matches?
Any thoughts who's going to win the caked out pre-show brawl? According to what I see here, yes, sir. And that's down from what they normally have for Tony Khan, so he's doing better, actually. You want to take a shot at the winner for this match, sir?
Give me Harley. Just because I like the name.
Yeah, it was teams. It's Mina, Willow, Queen Aminata, and Harley on one side. And then Megan, Penelope, Julia Hart, and Sky Blue on the other side.
Give me that team.
Yeah, I'm going to take that team as well. Queen Aminata's caked up. Harley, while not as proficient in the caked up department, she's no slouch.
It fits her size.
Yeah. And she's definitely procuring very well.
Let me put it like this. Harley has the proper ratio.
Her ratio may be a little on the plus side up front, but you know. Willow Nightingale, of course, is caked up, and then Mina Shirakawa. I mean, come on. So yeah, that's what I'm taking in that match. But I am looking forward to seeing Megan Bain as well. Even Penelope Ford has some cakes there too. So yeah. Lots of cakes there to see. So
that means you don't need no dessert later on.
Well, you get a little dessert too on the main card. So the first match, Eddie Kingston versus Big Bill. Hey, no clue why this match is happening.
Yeah. Has anything happened between the two, or did this got thrown together out of nowhere?
Big Bill called out Eddie Kingston for a match on Collision.
So basically got thrown out here out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Great.
Pretty much, yeah. I'm going to go with Big Bill because he's been performing. That's about it. There's no super secret. It's this or that. Just going to go with him because he's been performing. Keep it in the book. What about you, sir? You want to pick this match?
Give me Kingston. I don't care. I really don't even.
Then we have a trios match. We have the Hurt Syndicate. Bobby Lashley, Shelton Benjamin, and MVP. Who only has a couple of dates probably left as an active competitor, but he's one of his trios match. Against Ricochet and the Gates of Agony, who are Bishop Khan and Toa Leona. I've got to go with my guys. They hurt people. Look,
they do.
They hurt people.
If they hurt people. Okay. Okay, you said they're doing better with the storylines, right? So if they are doing better,
somewhat,
and if they are going to stay on this track, Ricochet and crew must win. Otherwise, it's like you had them cost them the titles just to get beat the hell up.
Mm. I said they were doing better. I said they were doing great, sir.
I said better.
No, I'm just responding to your choices. Huh? All right, then we have a tables and tax match between Maxwell Jacob Friedman and Mark Briscoe. I would definitely say if you're picking this match, your favorite would be Mark Briscoe. But MJF is the craftiest just human slime to exist. He'll find a way to do something just dirty and unnecessary and end up winning the match. So I'm going to go with MJF because he's going to stoop to whatever it takes to win.
MJF.
All right, AEW TBS Championship match. This is where we get into some extra dessert. The CEO puts up her bet against Riho. So for those of you who may not know, Riho was the first actual AEW Women's World Champion. We haven't seen Riho in months. She pops back in to challenge Mercedes Moné. I'm going to go with our CEO. It's the only thing that makes sense to me.
Now we have to debunk one of our old scenes, sir. Because usually when you return, you're supposed to win your first match. Not in this instance.
She might have been on Ring of Honor. I don't watch Ring of Honor, so she might have been on there.
But I mean, this instance, yeah, it would be Mercedes Moné.
So then we have a AEW World Tag Team Championship four-way ladder match, okay? So we have the tag team champions, which are Brody King and Bandido, known as Brodido, okay? So more convolution. Because on Dynamite and Collision, Rampage is no more, Dynamite and Collision, we're going to have the qualifying matches to pick the other three teams to fight against it. So in one of those qualifying matches, you have the Young Bucks or the Bang Bang Gang, which is AEW's version of the Bullet Club. Don't know which two of those guys are healthy enough to compete. It's probably Juice Robinson and one of the Yas Boys, or maybe both of the Yas Boys. One of the other qualifying matches is two members of the Don Callis family, and there's like 40 of them, so who knows what's two. And Top Flight. And then the Matriarchy, which is Christian's old group without him, or Jet Speed. I'm going to say that the Bang Bang Gang wins. The Don Callis family wins because you don't even know who's going to be out there. About 10 more people going to be out there with them probably. They're like a rapper's entourage with so many people coming out. And then I'm going to say Jet Speed beats the Matriarchy. No, actually, I'm going to say the Matriarchy wins because they did get back Killswitch. So those are the teams I'm going to have, but it doesn't matter because I'm going to have the champions keeping their belts, Brodito, over the field. That was a lot, sir.
That was that email. So let's move on.
Yeah. I just have a chance winning, in my opinion. I feel like if you really wanted to build up somebody to beat them, you would have done so more than the week of the actual event. So, all right, we got a Unified Championship Tournament Final Three-Way match. So we got another one of these. We don't know the people yet, but we only don't know one of the people. So we have Kazuchika Okada is going to be going up against another member of the Don Callis family, Konosuke Takeshita, and the winner of the match between Mascaro Dorada and the Beast Mortos. I think Okada will continue to reign with his belt, but it would be interesting for Takeshita to take the belt off of his stable mate. But I think Okada's going to keep the belt.
Pretty much.
Your thoughts, sir?
Okada.
And speaking of cakes, We have a AEW Women's World Championship 4-way match. We've got Toni Storm with hips and cakes, the timeless one. We've got Jamie Hayter, who definitely has some cakes. And I'm really digging the red hair. I've got a thing for redheads, y'all. Chris Statlander, alien cakes. And then Thekla, crazy cakes. So this is going to be a very good match, aesthetically speaking. It's also going to be a good match because these are four women who can actually wrestle. It's good to see Jamie Hayter back in the championship picture. But again, if you couldn't, if the undefeated Mercedes Moné could not topple the timeless one, I don't see the timeless one losing. Now, the trick is this is a fatal four-way match or a four-way match. So Toni Storm doesn't have to be pinned to win, but she'll find a way because she's timeless. Tits up. Watch for the shoe. I'm going with timeless Toni Storm in this match, sir.
I'm going to go with Toni Storm, and then next week I'm going to ask a very interesting question.
Okay.
But that's next week.
All right, then. Adam Copeland and Christian Cage are going to be teaming up for the second time, this time to face FTR, which are heels again now, with Dax Harwood and Cash Williams. And they will be accompanied by Stokely Hathaway, their heel manager. Because you can't get people to really boo FTR, so you had to put somebody with them to get heat, and that's Stokely Hathaway. Edge and Christian. I ain't got time for this other stuff. ENC wins match.
Next.
So basically he's come agreeing with that. Got a coffin match. John Moxley versus Darby Allin. John Moxley has a group of people, and he had Daniel Garcia join his group, which is like 2 years too late, but they did it anyway. But a lot of people hate John Moxley in AEW. I'm going to go with Moxley. I think he's going to have the numbers advantage. And I'm going to go with Moxley, but yeah, he's not well received in the coffin match. Who you got in the coffin match, sir? In the coffin match?
Can I see John Moxley get put in the coffin? No.
Yeah. I mean, if that's what you feel is going to happen.
I say, do I see John Moxley get put in the coffin? No.
Oh, I thought you said, can you say it? My bad.
Darby. I don't know what's with you in coffins, but you always get put in one, so. Or a body bag.
All right, then we have the AEW World Championship match. Hangman Adam Page versus Kyle Fletcher.
Kyle, sit your behind down.
Is Adam your reigning independent TNT
TNT champion.
Yeah. I almost said TNA champion, tripping. But yeah. I agree with you. Hangman. Hangman's the guy. So there is your card for All Out Toronto, September 20th. If you're on the East Coast, it's 3:00. If you are anywhere besides that, then just use that time to kind of figure out where to start in your specific area. We did go over it a few minutes ago if you weren't here. Just, check it out. But yeah, man, so that will conclude our AEW coverage for the day. Playmaker, did you want to go with a commercial break, or did you want to just get right into the meat and potatoes? It's all
no, no, you, no. Oh, no, no, no. Put about a commercial or two in there. Because now things are going to get spicy.
What up, Chris? Chris says Fletcher does not deserve this match. He does not. But half of these people deserve the matches, so.
Somebody got to get it. Somebody got to get the match.
Somebody got to be fodder for Hangman. Can't be MJF every month. Well, I said that out loud, didn't I?
You sure did.
All right. No commercials. You just want to go straight into it, right?
No, throw a couple. Throw like one or two in there.
Okay, okay. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, guys. We didn't talk about this beforehand because, you know, we just didn't. I think I got the perfect ones that would be great for this time. Let's go.
Hey, Eagles fan. Join my man, Cool McCain, and a host of others as they break down every single game, every single week, in an objective manner, and also from a fan's perspective as well. Remember, this cast feels just like you. Nobody likes you. And you don't care! Fly, Eagles, fly. Eagles Elite Podcast. Every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on YouTube and other podcast outlets. Rams fans all around the world.
It's a beautiful thing to be a Rams fan right now. Stafford's back. We will see about Cup. And running back Kerryon Williams to return.
Lend me your ears. Or should I say, lend Playmaker your ears as he breaks down week by week everything in the Los Angeles Rams canon.
Number 99, Aaron Donald. Can't wait for 2029 to come. To know that you are going in the Hall of Fame and it should be first ballot, no questions asked.
Join the Playmaker as he breaks down everything Los Angeles Rams style in Ramily Talk on the Playmakers Blog Network YouTube channel and where you can find podcasts.
All right, we back in the building. It's that time.
I hate you for that.
I know you do.
I really do. I know you do. That's why today I'm not seeing you, okay?
But you know what? You love me too, so it's all good.
I'm staying away from you for the rest of the week. I wish I could do it next week, too. Well, before I get into it, just let you know John Cena opened up Monday Night Raw for obvious reasons. And you can probably figure out what he talked about.
I'm going to guess it has something to do with Brock Lesnar.
Yep. I guess so. So the question is, which route do I want to go? You know what? I'm going to go ahead and get this out of the way in that mini matches. So what's up, Palooza? The first premium live event on ESPN is this Saturday at pre-show coverage starts at 5 p.m. The official event kicks off at 7 p.m. So you have, see, and that's why All Out is at 3 p.m. And there will be a post coverage as well. So, how wonderful. Before I even get into the card, sir, the first premium live event on ESPN, how you feeling?
I don't really care. They haven't done a good job of getting my buy-in for this. They've tried the same old stuff for a new era. And, I mean, it'll probably be watchable, but there's nothing on this card that pops out to me like, oh, this is going to be great besides Io Sky and Stephanie Vaquer. Everything else not is even just AJ. Nah. AJ hasn't wrestled in 10 years, sir.
Man, it's hard to see AJ Lee back in the ring.
She hasn't wrestled in 10 years. I don't think it's going to be this fantastic technical match from AJ Lee.
All right, then. Io Sky versus Stephanie Vaquer for the vacant Women's World Championship.
It's hard. It's a hard one. It's definitely a difficult one to pick.
Stephanie Vaquer wins, and I'm not gonna like how she wins it. And it won't be Stephanie's fault. Let me put that up. It's not Stephanie's fault when she wins.
I smell what you're cooking. And that is one possibility. I'm going to go a tad bit of a different route. Io's going to win because of the interference.
So you know what
that's going to get her.
So you,
yes,
you agree with me. You agree with me, but you're going in a different direction.
Yes. So I think Io's going to win because of what's going to happen. And of course, that's going to be Asuka and Kairi interfering. Even though she's going to tell them she don't want them to interfere. That's...
I just put Asuka in it.
I know, but she's there. So, yeah. She's there. she's basically just there, but yeah, she's there. After the match, she's going to get into it with Asuka about why did you come out, so ask you not to come out, and blah, blah, blah. And then she's going to end up getting beat by Asuka, and that's going to be one of her first opponents for the championship. So I have Io winning, but I definitely have Asuka and Kairi being out there, mainly Asuka, but Kairi will be tagging along. But I feel where you're coming from, and that's another possibility. I just think they want to do the Asuka-Io match.
Okay.
But I definitely feel where you're coming from. I definitely think
that. I think either way, we still can go that route. It doesn't matter do they want the title involved or they don't want the title involved.
Right. I'm thinking they do, so I'm picking the other route, but I definitely agree with what's going to happen, 100%.
So we'll see which way WWE goes.
Yeah.
I know you hate this match, but it is on card. The Bronze versus the Usos.
This is a money grab match.
Even though your boy is beefing with LA Knight right about now.
This is a straight money grab match. You're trying to build a division so the Usos should lose the match. It makes no sense really for the Usos to win. Unless you just want to have like a happy moment. But Cody's kind of their ally. LA Reid's one of their allies, not the other ones. So he might come out and end up him and Jay getting into it and that, you know, take him out of the match and it leaves Jimmy 2-on-1. Seth Rollins could come out, they could brand a new member into the division. I just feel like it makes more sense for the Vision to win this match. The Usos have all the credibility in the world. It doesn't matter what happens with the match with them.
So here's my thinking. All right. You might not like it, okay? Because I know how you feel about Jay being back in the tag team. I know how you feel. But here's my thinking. Division wins. You know why Division wins? We building up to War Games. Which means somebody's returning. Which means he might be bringing a fourth member with him.
Well, he's not returning, sir. Not tonight.
No, I ain't talking about tonight. No, and I'm not talking about tonight.
Not on Sunday.
I'm saying we're building
in the future
War Games.
Yeah.
To get the War Games, somebody has to come back, and when he comes back, he has to bring somebody else with him.
I can tell you who it's going to be if you'd like to know who's going to come with Roman Reigns when he comes back.
Give me your thoughts, sir.
Gonna be Tama Tonga.
Ooh.
Cause remember, he's basically been X'd out of the MFTs.
Yeah. I was thinking somebody else could make a debut. I could be wrong, but you know, I like leaving that part out there.
Because that'll be about the time frame. By then, by the time Roman come back, it'll be about time for Tama to come back.
Okay. So yes, I'm going rich with the bronze, but I'm saying we building toward War Games.
Oh, we're definitely building toward War Games.
So yes, the bronze got to win because you got to make the vision look good.
Yeah,
you can't lose because we're not going to believe in the vision. So unfortunately, the Usos taking L. This doesn't hurt them in no form or fashion anyway. Like what you said, like they already one of the most decorated tag teams to ever step foot in a squirrel circle. Speaking of tag teams, speaking of the vision as well, the married couple, the World Heavyweight Champion Seth freaking Rollins and the Women's Intercontinental Champion Becky Lynch going against the husband and wife duo of CM Punk and a returning AJ Lee. Give me Punk and AJ Lee.
I mean, yeah, I'll take them. I don't really have anything else to say about it, but I'll take them.
I kind of figured you would. Something you have to have something to say about because it does involve your boy. The undisputed WWE Championship is on the line as Cody Rhodes defends against Drew McIntyre. Unfortunately, I got to go Cody Rhodes because WWE would not put Drew McIntyre in a position, but you have to think that he has a chance of winning. Can you at least do that for me? Drew McIntyre is actually a guy that I won't mind being champion. I'm just throwing that out there. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, you know I'm going with my boy Cody Rhodes all day long and twice on Saturday. Cody Raheem Rhodes should win this match. I have to agree with you. They don't really have a lot of love for Drew McIntyre, I feel like he's a guy that they'll let get right there to the cusp, but then they'll pull it back from him and they won't actually give it to him. So the whole time they've had this whole thing brewing, I've just kind of been like, we know who's going to win. And anytime you know who's going to win, it kind of feels like, you know what I'm saying? It's not the same je ne sais quoi as if there was really a doubt who was going to win. They've tried to build it up, but it hasn't convinced me at all.
And then the main event of the evening. Suplex City will make the trip to Indianapolis as Brock Lesnar will take on the Never Seen 17, the last real champion, Grayson Indianapolis. With his presence for the final time, John Cena. So let me guess, John Cena is going to take about 30 suplexes and somehow miraculously wins the match against Brock Lesnar.
I mean, that's how I feel about it.
So we get Big Match John at Wrestlepalooza.
Yep.
Alright, there is your Wrestlepalooza card right there. You want to go through the comments real quick? Before we get to the spiciness.
I'm about excited about Wrestlepalooza as I would be about getting punched in the face by Mike Tyson. So Chris says, truth be told, when AJ was wrestling full time, she was kind of mid. And she hasn't wrestled in 10 years, so
It's gonna be even more mid.
Chris is on my side.
Huh?
Chris is on my side. Okay.
Chris Robinson says Oscar will be the reason EO loses. So see, I feel y'all on that, and I'm not necessarily against it. I think we can all agree. Oscar's gonna be
involved in this some type of
way. I just say it's gonna be the turn after the match is over. But you know, I just feel like that's something that Paul would do. Baby Ox, what up, bro? What up, man? Appreciate you tuning in, tapping in with us. Feel free to, everyone is in the comments, leave your thoughts here on who you think is gonna win the match and all the matches and stuff. Because hey,
you wanna hear what I gotta say. Especially your comments on what you're finna get to next. Because I saved this. But last on purpose.
He did the Vanessa Wings.
Because I knew this. We had like a lot less matches than we did in All Out, so I can actually go through them real quick. Earlier, that's what I said. During the weekend, correct? WWE comes out, TKO comes out, and they make an announcement. Okay, what's the announcement that y'all got for us? WrestleMania 43 will take place in Saudi Arabia. I'm going to say that again for those of you who might not have been paying attention over the weekend because there was a lot of football going on. You had WNBA playoffs. You got Major League Baseball. They're getting ready to go to Naples. There's a lot going on this weekend, okay? So I'm going to say it again for them, all right? WrestleMania 43 in 2027 will be taking place in Saudi Arabia. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we're going to do here. Cool McKay, I'm gonna give you the floor first. Cause I got a feeling we both gonna be going in the same, we both gonna be talking about the same thing, but we're gonna go there at different rates.
This is garbage. So we have it back to back in Las Vegas after we announced we're going to the Big Easy, New Orleans. Now, we ain't gonna do that no more. We gonna go back to back in Vegas. And then the year after that, instead of saying, you know, New Orleans, we did do you kind of wrong, take it away from you, we gonna give it back to you. But I'm gonna tell you what's crazy about all this. I'm gonna let my host really cook on that part, my host really cook on that part. I want to talk about something else that ties into this. So, TKO came out and basically said Vince McMahon was not charging enough for the events. So, these sons of a guns, these bands, if y'all don't know what that means, these ignorant mofolos jacked up the prices on tickets for every event. This is a family event. Who buys t-shirts? Kids, for the most part. Like adults may buy one or two. Kids, they always want a t-shirt. They always want a replica belt. They always want something. Now you're going to say, piss on the audience that helped us grow. Unless you're going to go all the way to Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, you are not going to be able to be in the crowd for WrestleMania next year. And this year, we're going to overcharge you again in Vegas because we can. And because you're going to pay it, we're going to continue to do it. And TKO doesn't care about us fans. TKO cares about the bottom line, that's all. TKO doesn't care if it's a good product or not. As long as people are paying their money to come, that is all TKO tells about. What I find so ironic is you bought the company because you're supposed to want to make it better. And have you made it better? In the words of Bishop Bullwing Kale, heck no to the no. Yeah, he didn't say hey, but you get where I'm going with it. The funniest part of all this, the wrestlers themselves, and Baby Ox, I'm going to put his comment up because it goes right with what I'm saying. Triple trash. The wrestlers themselves are sitting there like, you know why? because TKO does not give a hot crap about me, any of y'all watching, or my co-hosts, or anybody else who's a fan of wrestling. All those guys in the basements, all the blocks, like, so they don't care about any of us. All they care about is money. They don't care about having a product that's affordable for a family to come see. Vince will go up on you. Hunter will go up on you. But they always try to keep it in a range where if you had a family, you could bring them to a show. Man, TKO, like, you ain't got the money, F you. And what's interesting is you got this company out here, AEW. You got TNA, right? You've got New Japan Pro Wrestling. You got some other companies, right? They just pulled up and bought AAA. But the problem is, at the point where you make events where it's not family friendly anymore, your live event takes are going to start to go down, sir. People are going to start saying, you know what? Instead of going to that trash overpriced show, let me go see what one of these other promotions is talking about. Let me see what one of these other promotions is doing. And see, this is the type of stuff. I ain't even going to go at Paul because this is not a Paul decision. This is TKO trash, and Paul has no choice but to follow along because he doesn't really own the company. He's the head, the figurehead, but he don't own the company. TKO, you are trash. You are hot doo-doo juice. You are garbage. And what I see you doing is taking something that I've watched and loved since I was a kid and bastardizing it slowly but surely. I hope I'm wrong, but from what I've seen, I don't feel like I'm wrong. I'm going to go over these other comments real quick, and then I'm going to let Playmaker have his time because I feel like he's going to go a different direction a little bit but say some of the same stuff. Baby Ox said he's chilling like always. I feel you, bro. I feel you, bro. I need to get at you about some of that raw honey, too. Baby Ox also says, well, Chris says, you know how crazy your thinking is when Vince McMahon is the moral one. And then Baby Ox says, Raw on Netflix is a dumpster fire. I definitely agree. And while we're talking about dumpster fires real quick before my whole co-host get up here, what happened to the brand split? There used to be a point where you actually was on Raw or SmackDown. Now you could be wherever you want to be. You could switch shows whenever you want. We don't have drafts. We don't have trades. People just go where they want to go now. That's what we're doing. All these things start happening when who took over? TKO. TKO, you know nothing about the wrestling business. The wrestling business has a soul. TKO does not have a soul. TKO is an entity that's all about money making. That's it. Everybody in TKO don't even have souls. All the TKO people, they just money, they just money whores. And it's disappointing because I get you want to make money. I get you make, you got two night pay-per-views now. You just had another PLE go two nights. So you're not making enough money now. Now you got to do all this stuff. Pissed on you, TKO. Hot piss after you even had a night of drinking. Piss on you, TKO. And Daniel Berry says, happy Monday, hey, everyone. Now I'm going to let Playmaker see what he thinks.
So, you come out and you say, all right, New Orleans, we want to switch. We want to go back to Vegas for WrestleMania. We'll give you money in the bank. We'll give you some other stuff, and then we'll bring WrestleMania back to you. You're going back to Vegas because, cool. How was WrestleMania 41 this past year?
Oh, it made a lot of money. It was trash, but it made a lot of money.
It's the first part I was looking for. You didn't like the reception you got post WrestleMania 41, and you felt like you did Vegas dirty. Interesting word, right? Dirty. I believe you used that earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You did that. New Orleans worked with you. All right. We got WrestleMania coming in the near future. News broke about you going to Saudi for 2027. To me, that's a big F you to New Orleans. This is my opinion. You might not agree with him, might want to see that. But to my me, you gave a big F you to New Orleans. a big F you doing. And then now, you know, something they be like to do, we haven't done a lot. Cool. Let's connect dots, all right. You go, you say, all right, in 2026 for WrestleMania, we make the move to ESPN, right? That was the initial report, right? When we move to ESPN, it'll be for WrestleMania 42, which will be in Las Vegas. Remember that? Cool.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as time goes by, no. Wait. Actually, we're going to have our move to ESPN 6 months earlier, which will be this weekend for WrestlePalooza. And where is WrestlePalooza being held at? Indianapolis, Indiana. You know why I'm connecting dots, sir? Because, cool, guess what WrestleMania 43 was supposed to be at?
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Indianapolis, Indiana. So instead, what you did was, you know what? How about we create a new PLE and Indianapolis, you can host it. That makes the move to Saudi Arabia a lot more flexible. So pretty much you did a FU to Indianapolis and New Orleans. But New Orleans people ain't going to see it that way because they're getting the first ever WrestlePalooza. This is not on their, that's why it's not their fault. When you get the first ever of anything, you mostly are happy about it. So, y'all want to take your asses to Saudi Arabia. Now, mind you, guess what a Royal Rumble is going to be at in a few months?
WWE had their way. Everything will be in Saudi Arabia.
It's in Saudi Arabia.
TKO have their way. Everything will be in Saudi
so Arabia. So your road to WrestleMania begins in Saudi Arabia. Just to get back to New Orleans. TKO, y'all are greedy for money. Super greedy for money. And I thought the NCAA was greedy for money. Oh no, TKO said, hold my beer. I don't think you've seen anything yet. And you know what? Shout out to my homie Dre Day, Sports Ravy Dre Day. I haven't listened to it. His show about this very topic. If you was to go back and you watch that press conference, Kuma King, guess what you will see in the chat that's going down the chat? Straight down the chat.
A whole bunch of disgruntled people.
Pretty much all saying the same thing. Sell out. This is what my homie Dre Day said. He called TKO a sellout. A sellout. Now, Kuma Kane, you have been to a couple of WrestleManias. I've been to one WrestleMania. What makes WrestleMania WrestleMania?
The fans.
And we not just any fans. We talking about people from around the entire world. Fly out to whatever city they're in the United States, correct?
Correct.
They fly out. They be flying out from England. They fly out from Japan, China, Russia, the Philippines. You name it, they flying out to the United States for WrestleMania. They buying hotels. They spending the week in that place. Man, it is crazy. Do you believe people going to fly out to Saudi Arabia for WrestleMania 43?
I'm not going to Vegas either.
Oh, we know we ain't going to Vegas. Oh, heck no.
And since you want to jack up prices on everything so much, I still want to see you.
So now, sold out for Saudi Arabia. I'm interested to see how many people from outside of Saudi Arabia actually go to WrestleMania 43. How many people are going to save up their money to go to Saudi Arabia? I'm looking forward to this.
If you're a female, you make sure you have your hijab with you.
I'm looking forward to this. I want to see. Now, the other interesting thing, I want to see how many people are going to watch WrestleMania 43 in Saudi Arabia. This is gonna get very interesting. Oh, and by the way, which one is that said that it doesn't matter about the online people, it's about the people that's in attendance?
I think that was Khan.
Nick Khan.
Yeah,
I want to see your reaction if you don't sell out 43 in Saudi Arabia. What's your response then? I want to know. Because he said how the superstars look standing up there. Sound like they didn't want to be up there with this announcement. I'm giving you what the people watching the press conference were saying. And baby, I said it perfectly. The exact words. So you around here, you're jacking up prices. Now you're making these archetypes move. And now you are telling the world, y'all can do whatever y'all want to do. People are going to buy and spend their money. What happens when they prove you differently? What happens if they prove you differently? And you know what? You know the by the way. I said they did a FU to Indianapolis and New Orleans, right? Mind if I take that and go internationally with it? What about Paris? What about, matter of fact, what about Lyon, France? The reason why the Yeet movement took off the way that it took off.
Their pockets aren't as deep as Saudi Arabia. That's what it is, sir. Saudi might buy it. The people might buy out the seats and just give them away.
What about my fact? And I say them two on purpose because I left the best for last. The first show, in my opinion, should be getting an international WrestleMania should have been London.
Oh, no,
Wembley Stadium.
Perth would have been good, too. Perth was turned up, too.
Perfect time that too, but if you're gonna do an international first ever WrestleMania, it should have been in London. The amount of show that y'all have done in London.
Just want to make the world dance. Forget about the price tag. It's all about the money.
And then I'm glad I didn't bring this up yet because I want to save this for last. Want to know how money hungry you bastards are? Y'all want Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock to be a part of this card. Cool McCain, who is one of the biggest Rock fans that you have known?
You, sir.
Do I sound happy about The Rock possibly being on this card?
About as happy as I sound about Stone Cold being on the card.
I don't need to see The Rock on this goddamn card. I don't need to see Stone Cold on this card. Yeah, I wanted Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels said, look here, I am done. Y'all can't pay him enough money to him to come back. He is happy of controlling NXT. That man does not want to get back in the ring. I'm pretty sure Stone Cold does not want to get back in the ring.
Not with his neck.
The Rock, he'll probably do it just because.
Oh, The Rock wants. Rock said, you throw me a little extra change.
But one thing I do know about The Rock, he ain't going to do it just because of the money. The story has to be right with The Rock. But we is not trying to see The Rock, Stone Cold, The Undertaker. We're not trying to see them in the ring. There is enough talent on this current roster. We don't need all that. And this is why people hate shoddy shows, because they get to pick and choose who they want to see. And guess what? Like you said earlier, it's not Paul's fault. Paul has to do whatever, right? Because Saudi gets what they want, right? Do London get what they want? Did Paris get what they want? Did Puerto Rico get what they want? As a matter of fact, Cole McCain, just to bring it full circle, did Las Vegas get what they want for 41? But Saudi gets to pick and choose what they want. But like, that's the only country in the entire world get to pick and choose who they want to see.
Saudi got enough money to be able to make that decision, though. That's what it's all about, the money. You know what I'm saying?
You made my point.
Yeah. Sir, while you're doing that, I want you to read this too.
Raw weekly lineup. Talking for 5 minutes at. Talk for 10 minutes at. Wrestle at. Wrestle a little more at. Talking at. Intro into next match at. Wrestle and credits.
Sounds pretty accurate. Sounds pretty accurate.
Now, I'm all for change. I'm all for trying new stuff. So I'm going to give WrestlePalooza a shot. And the fact that y'all talking about y'all trying to make this another part of the Big Four, which makes it a Big Five, which you shouldn't even do this. You already have a Big Five with Money in the Bank. No, you want to make
WrestlePalooza.
No, you treat Money in the Bank like a big full pay per view. Even though they should.
Yo. So Baby I says you're cooking. Then he says they wanted to see two wrestlers in a current show. The wrestlers had already passed away. That shows you how much you keep up with what's happening. You want deceased wrestlers. It's crazy.
But Saudi is the only team that can do this. Which is crazy to me.
Me as well, sir. Me as well.
But you know what, TKO? You're smart in this regard. You know why I say they're smart in this regard? Look when they announced it. It's a 4-year change for time to go by. And they hoping people will forget. And just look at, oh, it's WrestleMania. We got to get our stuff together and go to Saudi Arabia for it.
Nope.
So remember, I am a business guy. Cool is too. So I can see what y'all doing. Get it out there early. When time passes by, they'll forget it. They'll still do
you
it.
Get the backlash out of the way.
Because guess what? It's still WrestleMania. It's the greatest spectacle in all of wrestling.
And then they'll have The Rock come back. They'll make sure that like Cody's the champ at that point. Right, and then if
Roman. Still on
the team, so Ben White, Roman might be retired by then. Roman said he about at the end. If they still loving JJ, will be champ or LA Knight or somebody. It'll be people that you want to be champ. They're gonna do everything they can to sucker you out of your money, and some of y'all gonna fall for it. But I ain't mad at you. That's on you. I know who ain't gonna fall for it. I see straight through the mist. Baby Ox said, just to throw it out there, it was Yokozuna and Ultimate Warrior. They've been deceased. They ain't just passed away. Like, we ain't talking about them. They get to do what they want to do. That's what it is.
So, let's see how Vegas go this year. We're going to see how Respalooza goes. Should be a good turnout because Indianapolis, they do like to turn up for big events. I would give Indianapolis that. They do show up. They show up for the Rumble. They should show up for Respalooza. As of right now, my co-host, he's not feeling the car like that. But just like we do in other sports, you still have to put the show on. And maybe when you put the show on, he can come back next week and he'll feel different. But this side of your news, WWE, y'all open up. Y'all let TKO open up a door that y'all gonna have a hard time closing. And you hope time does what time usually does. Because that's the only thing that probably will save y'all is time.
Because you already got events that happen just in Saudi Arabia. You had a Saudi champion and all that. They're going to be defending them championships and Saudi championships next. Because we're going to have 3 or 4 events over there a year. That's where it's going. I almost want to end this with a snowman quote. You're thirsty, but I ain't going to do it.
You win it however you want, sir. I'm done.
Nah, I ain't going to do that. This is what I'm going to say. The opinions of Playmaker and Cool McCain are definitely the opinions of Modern Arts Wrestling. Okay? You may not agree with our opinions. You may not like them. You may agree. It's all good either way. But if you look at the long term, WWE is doing everything they can to basically say, you regular people, stay at home. We don't want you at the show, but we want you to watch and we want you to talk about us and we want you to go and interact and stuff. But we're going to make prices so that you're priced out, which would never have happened under one Vince and Kennedy McMahon. It's a lot of bad things you say about Vince, but he's going to make sure that you can pack a house with everybody. So kids are not going to get to be able to go to shows like that, right? So what happens when kids don't go to shows? Kids lose interest. They start looking at other stuff. Well, you can go to a football game for 1/8, 1/10 of the price. You can go to a wrestling event. Where are your parents going to take you? So you don't realize long-term what you're really doing because you're thinking about the short-term. You're thinking about dollars. You're thinking about getting dollars. You're thinking about going over and getting these dollars. But you're going to see when you take away that interaction with kids, they find something else to do.
Oh, you know right? What? I'm gonna say something here. Cool McCann, you see that poster behind me?
Mm-hmm.
What is that poster say?
Oh, it says the same thing that championship belt behind me says.
You know why I'm pointing that out? Tony Khan, TKO has opened the door for you.
Oh yeah, he about to bust right through it too. With powder in his nose.
Tony Khan, you have an opening. Take it. Because if you don't take it, you're going to regret it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, good people, we appreciate everybody who has watched the episode tonight. Raw's time has changed. It's been on for about an hour now. So, I get maybe as many people weren't on, maybe as many people weren't commenting as usual. But after you watch the show, come back, check us out. Make sure you like this. Make sure you share it and everything. Never.
Still put your comments in the chat. Still put your thoughts in the chat.
Absolutely. Never forget. It's never where you start. It's going to always be where you finish. And we'll be back next week. It'll be another early edition of Monday Night Raw as they're trying to get people to watch Raw, or at least most of it, before the football games come on Sundays. I mean, that's what this is all about. Because Netflix wants the biggest numbers they can get. Greedy sons of a biscuit eater. But It's a whole nother story for a whole nother time. So many ways we could definitely go. We'll be back next week. We may be, you know, more of the normal show, but it all depends. Well, now we can't even say that because we're going to have to review all the stuff. We previewed it today, we have to review it. So next week is probably going to be a little bit more of like a little different than normal, but we'll get back to normal. We'll still have fun. Everyone that commented, appreciate y'all. Shares, likes, sub if you haven't already. And we're going to be back with you next Monday. And TKO, hot piss, stinking piss all over you.